Okay. I was thinking about something the other day, which I wanted to share with you. It's relative to something we spoke about. But I saw in David Lichtenstein's new headlines, so in his last article, he has discussion about Heksher Kelim nowadays. Do you really need it? Not after all. The metal is not porous at all. Anyhow, you can think with all that you do need Heksher Kelim, but anyhow, it was an interesting article. But he quotes, in which I wasn't aware, he quotes a smack that counts Heksher Kelim as one of the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So it struck me, why should Heksher Kelim be one of the Minyan HaMitzvahs? So this is what I was thinking about, because I'm just writing an article about this in the middle, but about Shechita, but of course we're no longer allowed to learn Shechita anymore, but I'll tell it to you anyhow. I once had this conversation with Shmuel Berman, Zuchon Levach, we were pretty good friends, and this goes back way before you guys were born. So this was the Shaila. In Shechita, is Shechita a chalais, that Shechita is a matir, or is Shechita just, it's a definition of what nevela is. If you shech the animal in accordance with the five hilchos shechita, so it's not called a nevela, but it's not that it's a matir, right? So, anyhow, that was what our discussion. So, one of the rites that you see that there's a, the Rav assumed that it was a matir, that there's a chalois heter, and the Rav said that the bracha on shechita is a bracha on a chalois heter. So, one rite that I had that is just Rikireya Sakasha has a discussion. It's in Hilchos Shechita. Kivega says, why, if you shecht on Shabbos, is the Shechita good? Right? So Kivega has, because, well, the Shechita is not what's us on Shabbos, it's the Tilas Nasham, even when that's in Shechita. That's what Kivega talks about. But you see that Kivega assumes that there's a chalais, otherwise, it's not relevant, right? So in terms of this Shaila, I'm getting to Heksher Kelim in a second, but I thought that this may be relevant in the Minyan Mitzvahs HaKotze, before the Yad HaChazaka. So the Ram counts Shechita as one of the Minyan Mitzvahs, and the Ravid is Masig that it's not a mitzvah. It shouldn't be counted, right? So I thought it may be related to this, because in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, we don't only count mitzvahs, right? We count in Yoni HaTorah, right? For example, we count, I'll give you an example, like Hilchos Tumah Tahara, different halachas, and so on. Get is an example, right? What? Bini Beis Mikdash is a mitzvah.
Yeah, what I was saying.
Oh, right. Well, that could also be a mitzvah, but there are certain things that. So I once heard from the Rav. He said a wonderful word. The Bahag, one of the Brahms revolutions when he came in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, which was so brilliant. In the Shrusha, which includes, which he doesn't include, someone is an opposition to the Bahag, is that the Bahag counts mitzvahs drabonim. So the Ram argues you can't count mitzvahs drabonim. So the Ram is 100% right. What was the Bahag thinking that you can't? Mitzvahs Drabonim, Megillah, and so on. So the Rav said, he said a very good word. He said like this: since we count also in Yonei HaTorah, and Mitzvahs Drabonim are what? A Cheftzah Shel Torah Midiraisa. If a person learns Maseches Megillah, right, he's Mekayim Tamei Torah Midiraisa. So that's why we count Drabonim also. Not because if we're only Kiyumim, we wouldn't count Drabonim. But as Cheftzah Shel Torah, it's a Cheftzah Shel Torah Midiraisa. Akan Divrei Rav. So Shechita also, that's why Shechita is cut, because, so I was thinking like this, if Shechita is just a Tanaim, what the definition of Vela is, that's what the Ravid holds, then it doesn't count. But if Shechita is a Matir, right, the Rav had a Rai, you see, it's a Matir also, according to Ram's Sugi's Matir, not only Matir, these boss, it's also Matir, you see, things in Toloim and so on. So I was thinking like this, the smack that counts Heksher Kelim as one of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, that may be because Heksher Kelim is not just that it takes out the blear, but there's a parsha of it, because it's a matir, right? And that's, so we said that, if you remember, as relates in that was my shir on David Shir Shmatirin. That's my favorite shir, so, right? So, so Shechita is a matir. So the Shechita is a matir. Not Shechita. Shechita is matir. I meant to say that also Heksher Kelim according to this mark, and that's what counts in the Minyan Mitzvahs. But that it's a matir, you see maybe also for the Lachem Rikin Shtifa, course, Mikin Shtifa is by Kachin, but because the Shtifa afterwards, L'chor is not, of course, that could be a Tekiyum, right? Even though you don't make a Bracha Mikin Shtifa. Okay, so now, with that as an introduction, let's start this Taz in Sadi Gimel. Hatur Kosa B'Sen Bal Ha'itur. In bishul cholav b'kdeira shel basa bas yuma v'yesh bo shishim vashul achkach me'ezim min shiyutze v'tomel of ayin sham. Right. So what does the Torah say? That if you cooked milk in a fleishik k'deira, right? And there's shishim against it, so that, right? Or the equivalent would be a k'tei rishena ben yoma, right? So the Torah says you don't need, because the Baal Ita holds, you can then cook meat or milk afterwards. So, v'nira l'taretz das Baal Ita al hanocha, v'nira shahaya koshlo, mash yesh lahakshas merad avinu per kol shor, gave klei cheres, chazinilu demidimaisi. But the one that proves the Mar says that Kli Cheres is, you can't kasher it, it's completely porous, midimaisi, which means that you see that it goes through, Kli Cheres, there are vapors that come through the other side. V'atori ida Kli Cheres she'en yotz midei daf yila olam. That's by Marik, right? Because you can't do Marik and Shtifa by Kli Cheres, only by what? Kli Matris, but by Kli Cheres, the Torah says Yishover. Pirush Rashi, Kevin de Poltin, Mashkin, Ridofne Hachiton, Vade Bolo, Vesulo, Palti, Shatora, Hida, Akli Cherish, Kevin Shabolo, Shuv, Ain Poltin, Sharek, Bekli, Eight, Umatros, Ksiv, Umuruk, Vishut, Bemaim, Ava Bekli Cherish, Shove, Vikosher, Adirab, Nehra, the Midigoli Rachmana, Gabi Kochim, Damrin, and Yishove, Shmamina, Tchulin have kill mizer. Kama shekosev Maharam b'Mordechai hiviu beis Yosef simin tzadi gimel. Le'inyan she'en kli cheres polit l'toch kli mida ashkechan b'kro gavei kotshim. Kein shama minei b'chulin eino kein. Im kein hochin aminei mehochi de b'chulin kill mizer. Hu b'toshrev sham huk shu kusha acheres dil megzeres ha'kosevi ve'en lilmod mimeno. And as which is, by the way, that is the Shitas HaRambam, right? That it's Yishover is because the Rambam holds there is Rikin Shtifa, if not by Chattis, by everything else, right? So to simply say, so Kosa by Chattis. So then the question is, I'm going to just, what we spoke about later, the question according to the Rambam is, if it's a simple say, so Kosa by Chattis, how does the Gemara Psochim, which he's just quoting now, the Gemara Daf Lamed, how does it prove that generally, the Kli Cheres is Yishover, maybe it's only by Kochim, right? So the answer to the Rambam is that it's not, there is Hagola by Kli Cheres, but it leaves a little bit in, right? There's still a Tam Kolosh that's left in. And for the Mitzvah, that's sufficient for Yishover. And so by Isurim Bola, it's also Asa, right? The Rambam holds that what do you call it, is a Tera Bola. But here it's what, so by Kli Cheres there is Hagola if the Ram holds, if it's what Reb Chaim said, if it's what Hetera Bola, but by Isura Bola then it's Yishover, right? And that's the Chiddush by Chattas, even though it's Hetera Bola and you could have done Hagola, right? But it's Yishover. But if everything would have come out with the Hagola, then it's not Sharech to say Yishover, because it's no longer Kli, it's not called Kli Shabushaba HaChattas, because its history is completely eradicated once you do the Hagolah. All right? Ubitoshisham Hikshu Kushacher, Dilmagzer Sakosavi, Ve'en Lumaman, Ve'tiuchimi de Matsino Chirikli Nochoshis, Mol Shtifa Umarika, Afilu Babishu Ubalua, Imke Mashik Peter Pacheris Abishu Bolo Balua, Haino Lefisha So Kibishu Balua. Right? Akan Shono. Zemol etaz kushas atoisis lo have gzera av mekomakom keshir kushasenu dimel chulin shiny mikotchin kimo bohodl el. So maybe it's a separate gzeres hakosher by kosher, not by chulin. The nira debal ha'ito ha'yasfir le'mikoch kusher zu. The becheres bechulin eni chanami the minatoyer mutol b'hagola. El dafke b'kotchin amr Torah eni yotz b'deidofio. V'rabbanan amr degam bechulin aminim kain. V'hash denicha the svir leila habal ha'ito kan dekvar nifla tam habosa mikoach hagola. Shebo ayidei bishul cholov. El shemit rabbanan yesh isha mikoach enu yotz b'deidofio. V'chein in bol vashel bol bosa acha sheyisha me'es la'es v'tam ha'pogon me'mela im tochosh kan le'isha drabonon yovu l'dei pseida di'i efshe l'shtam mishper ol v'anan chazonim b'gzeret v'tam pogon lo choshu bo chachomim ela l'chatchila avu b'evet shori. The kan havi b'dievet, kevin shi efshel l'shtamash bro, al ken shavkua kan adin toira. The ein kan gzera drabon and klau. The ein loma b'kli chere shol ishin nami neymar hochi, v'nisha osu ma'es la'es. In kinemen, the ain kan gzeret rabban klal, the ain lama b'kli cheres, shall isha nami neme hachi v'nisha also me'es la'es, lo kasha midi, l'chatchila pshita to ain lagilo, v'zeh ik gzeret rabban, afilu im higilo, below miskav mikom lo moel kem de al kopani hayakvar shem isha al kli zeh lo moel lo hagolo, masha ain ken kan. The nema ayde hagola zu the cholov yavo ha'isa umitikin ze nashe hakilko ze lo gozu rabbanon kach nireli nochon das balaito vegam besimin kufchav alef maybe hatu divi balaito the maker b'klichere she'ein ben yoma kem she'einu elamit rabbanon, right? So what is the Taz say? The Taz says that really by Kli Cheresh there is Hagola, and it's only, and when it says Yishover, it's only by what? By Kotchim, and only according to Ramon and Bechatas, right? But really Hagola would help by Kli Cheresh, and it's only with Drabonin, not, and we don't make the Drabonin in this case because the Tikkun, you know, that's what the Taz says, because the Kilkul comes from the Tikkun, namely the V'tev is Magalit Becholov, right? All right, that's the Taz. I just want to point out that this Taz, maybe that's what you're referring to, this Balaita is Lakula in another respect. There's a famous Balaita that says that, and we're Somech on this Balaita, that Hagola helps the Moshe by Bebishol Akum. If something's only Drabonon, she ain't equal in our Torah, we do Hagola Gimel Pomin. Right? Like Rabbi Shalakim, you can't kasher Kli Cheres. Let's say somebody had, you know, set of dishes that became also because Rabbi Shalakim, you can do Hagol on that. Because we rely on that Balita for that.
Or they made your chon.
What?
Or they made your chon.
Right, so that made the chon.
No.
You mean, who made the chon?
The Nandri turned on the...
Right, oh, but yeah, but you still, that would only be for Fleishiks. The Rav would have been Mekil, with Upchaim and the Rambam, even by... Right, that you could change it to milchiks, because by a tera, right? That's the Rav's Yisod. Okay. Okay. That's an interesting Taz. Okay, so let's just continue this. Avashadvarim mutter. Okay. V'yesh mechmin b'kisi lomad afal pishen bo She'ena ben yomo dino ki'ilu hu ben yomo, because the kisui, since it's, so to speak, it's being attacked by the zeya, you know, so directly, so they made a chumah that even ena ben yomo doesn't help. V'chein nog b'sas mekoymish, v'chein aniyog b'vnei ha'minik, only because of the minik, the Rambam says, v'chum chumah b'lo tam, because if it's ena ben yomo, everything, right? ואם הישחיל הזיע תחס הכיסו תתצוי גובה ואם הכיסו יחן והכתרת צוננס הכל שורי רק המחל צורך קליפה אם אפשר לכל זה ואם לאו הכל שורי ואם לא היה מייחל בכתרה הכל שורי והווה כשתי כתרת שנוגו זו בזו right, of course, and the Shach says if it's Hiskel Hazir, it means, and it's Yatzalevis.
Okay, let's continue.
Okay, a tochiv kav chalevis. Next simon. A tochiv tav chalevis b'kateri shobasa. He sticks a milk spoon into a fleshik's pot, or the reverse, or ibcha, mesharen b'chol ma shenitchav mimenu b'kteira. So the Mechaber says, we calculate how much is that was stuck in to the k'teira, that the volume of the, like, of that part that was stuck in. V'imakaf ben yomo, dahayinu shishim shubo, b'kli rishon toch meis leis. Right, of course, only if it's ben yomo, if it's neina ben yomo, so everything is mutter. V'yesh mi she'omo shim hakaf shal matris, m'sharen b'kulo, m'shim l'cham miksar socham kulo. V'svar, the Ramah holds, v'svar v'mishona, ikav v'chein dogen. Right, that some say, since it's metal, and it radiates heat throughout the spoon, so we, therefore the b'liya will go throughout the spoon, and assumingly also, therefore, the, you know, everything will come out, so therefore we have to calculate against the whole spoon, and we're noig l'kula. Right, and the Sham B'chom Mashin Nitav, why do we have to cheshvin connect the whole spoon? Because as the Shach says, because we don't know, you know, how much is in the spoon. The Loidin come in Nafik Minev. The line coming bala marsha, okay. And second next shach, the hainu shishimsha bakli vision, cholov, avlam shimsha bakli sheni, mayim, enu machashim ace la ace. Avabakaf shal isha, but if it was, in other words, if it's heter, so then we don't say tichnasis nevela, so therefore, that won't make it that we start the cheshbon again to make it a kli, right? That it's a ben yomo, right? Because the kli isn't any ben yomo. If you put it into water, so it'll just be a nak banak, and it won't ask the water. Cholav aval im shim shabo b'kli rishon, ma'im enu mechash meisle aval b'kaf shel isur, av shim shabo b'kli rishon shel ma'im mechash meisle es kishlo haya b'ma'im shishin neged hakaf. Why? Because when it'll go out into the water, it'll be Iser, and when it goes back in, it's still right. So, it knows, and you don't have shishim against the mevatel. So it'll, and that'll be chtichnas nevela on the water, and it'll ask the kli again, and it'll be once again a ben yomo. In other words, if it was 12 hours when I put it in, and it was Iser, so that resets the clock, because the bleeder that comes out is chtichnas nevela. With the water, unless it's bottled, when it goes back in, it'll be Easter again, and again we have the cheshbon eni ben yomo. Then the Shach says v'svar rishon ha'ika. to afagav the cham iksasu cham kulo mikomo eno molach bli yasu bekulo kach kasu apoiskin va'af das amachabas esvav vishoni ika kama shikav simin ze lachen kasu esvav achon b'shem yesh misha oimer. Right, the shach also agrees, because usually when the shach is ika day is the machabas main day is the first one that he quotes. Okay. So here the Pesachei Teshuva talks about Pesachei Teshuva also quotes in terms of cheshmini. Let's say it was al ha'esh, and then I took it off. It's still called a kli rishon. So we would have to, when cheshmini ena ben yomo, we would have to be till the temperature dropped below, you know, that is room temperature, right? That's no longer yatsa lettuce. Even though it's not al gav ha'esh, it's still called a, since it was al gav ha'esh and it's still hot, it's still called a kli rishon. Okay, and then here he quotes, let's say I put a spoon in, I am choose not to be huda, mavush and the filu ein heke bekaf ad kamen tachav, elisha omed ad kama tachav, mehemen de lo aminu bezeh, milsalo vamile, the bedavish adam atzwa osu lo shaykh lomakein, kemen da koponish yodei bishum pam, yesh chiluk bedavu yodei ashu, who eich osa v'davka b'shoichit shlo lamed hilcha shchita v'alma acha shlo lamed borili shechata tiyava lo mahani kemen shvishah shchita lo yoda sheish kpeda b'shum pam b'shir drosa ayin shan uni yistay dvav tzorachin misimin yud ches gabi misuchseches mituvi hashach sham ubataz Gabi Gimel Lamala Mechetzil Shosak in Ayin Sham, Mashakosin Ode Hudisham, Vraya Mereshim and Sadi Dalid, Beshach Shosholim, Hinashach Ein Zichon Mizer Klau. Where's the shach that he's calling?
What?
I thought
it's
the shach that's cotton chokas. What should be?
It's
a tosso
first.
This is a tosso, because that shach is right here. Yeah, okay. Shishoma. Hine hashach ein zichum zen. Certainly hashach is ein zichum zen. It's a doubt. But after she came to the hashach, Obisov cotton chav ches, mashachol kamashal gavisak and aisham, mashkosud maharam, mit mi roish shimon tzadi des tol shofa, the tol mi shof shimon tzadi dalit, avogam mishan ein raya leinian. Okay, the ayin pibe garden, behan hogas havos, havos isve heta seder sheni, osh yod gimel mavur gam kain. Dimlo nika ad hechen tachav yesh the fakuk imahani amiris bori di kem to milsul ramye the tzarech ian. For ayan kresu klesu kos the tzarech l'shar neged chelik hakaf shenit na toch hakteva filu neged mashal amalam in hatafshil the cham machmas hahevel hakteva uchavis tov kos the olav haganda mashim Machwir semitoch machlux vashi fried simit sadi anal muchwach me come come yesh the hachmik of ein sham. Vain pima godem pamishpitzel for I am shubis ksam seifer. Shikosal tasa placey anal de misvo nearly the lesser. Pachin moa lush and mal shal shahavi hashach. V'chein nogim bale hovos. Nukula. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Im tokef hakaf v'chtei v'shnei pa'omim lo nodu b'nesayim tzorech beis pa'omim shishim. V'yesh om desagirim amosif b'pam achas. V'chein nogim. So why would it be that you need two times shishim? So let's just read the shach. Who wants to read the shach? So how is this l'shita? So, in other words, he's saying, if you say, so explain how does it depend on whether you say chanan b'shari surim?
If I say chanan b'shari surim, if I don't say, once the kaf already becomes basar b'chalav, so when I put that kaf in the second time, so everyone agrees that the blues of basar went into the kaf became chanan, and now I need shishim again second time. The question is now, that second time, when the more basar goes in, but it's already basar b'chalav the kaf, you say, when the new basar interacts with that basar b'chalav, is that chanan, is that... So basar b'chalav with more basar, that's like chanan b'shari surim, since it's already basar b'chalav, it's already aser. As opposed to basar b'chalav separate, that's hadr b'hetr. Then we say chanan, that's chanan of basar b'chalav, then even the shulchan aruch.
Right, so this is, by the way, like the shach, the shita so, remember the shach said that by, with the wisdom of Chaim Nachtat, remember we had that by b'shach, let's say I had basar b'chalav, and it get. You know, it's the halacha that we say chanan only by basar b'chalav. Let's say the derisa of chanan. That's only if I cooked milk and meat, right? The original basar b'chalav. But if it was basar b'chalav and then it gave time into something else, that's chanan b'shari surim, right? That, you see, the shach is saying that here also. Correct. And why does Rama hold that you only need shishim once? Because the imtoch based on tzorch based per amin, the low cost of the stam of the imtoch habe pam tzorch shishim bechol pam, bishum does as right because you know it's not that each time with a little bit more came out that it'll be because then it's like b'shari surim. So why is it limited only to two times?
In the shulchan aruch.
No, and why? He's explained why it's not many times, right?
Right.
Because then it'll be just b'shari surim. But why isn't even
the second time?
What's the second time?
Because then it was the kaf became basar b'chalav. So now that basar b'chalav and the kaf is that was chanan. That's chanan for sure.
Right.
And against that, he has second shishim.
Yeah, why do you need a second shishin?
The chalav the first time with the basar itself and the kederos is one.
And then the basar
and the basar chalav in the kaf itself the second time. Because the basar got into the kaf when you take it out. So
the first time is just went before
right,
they connect.
The chalav, right.
So then it's connected the chalav. But so why again? But according to the shah, why is that chanan again?
Because then the basar with the chalav.
But that's regular basar
sure.
B'chalav. Why isn't that shari surim?
Because
Why is that different than the third or the fourth time?
The third and the fourth is the gra, in, all the way in Tzadik Ches.
What do you mean? No, because the third and the fourth, and then it's already Basar and Chalav.
Right, I understand. And why
but
is the
second? The second time, that Basar and Chalav, I still need Shishim against it. Because that Basar and Chalav became Hanan. That was that the way that the first Hanan made it Basar and Chalav in the Kaf. And against, I don't say that anything more that goes into the chanan, the kav, I'm going to say chanan on, but that which I already said chanan on, I still need chishim against.
Right, and what does the Ramah hold? That you only need pam acha, so that the Ruch Machshach is going to explain, because by lua we don't say chanan. Right, so let's just read that. Keep you in shach, or is hey involved.
And then by using closer nayer, we come up of kevin the roi meeting time be connecto b'sheino mino aser moshe because of haramban v'haran this open set because of the zar we be seosik sham v'zeh lo shayachacha yedo.
Okay. Next, now the shach is going to explain to them more why only pamachas.
Yishom v'sagi pamachas yishin the har be post kimziru lude b'davar balul alam mina chanan. The comments even tali ches sefei. Chin kasev trum stashin zim kufte yimol desam chin nahay taima. That we do say chanam, I believe us. V'afilu be'isr atzmo shenavu lekedir kama pa'amim chaymalon da'in tzarich pam achas ela pam achas shishim. Okay, look, comment him and said he has so sev dalet b'haga. Le'marshal u'bach deus acheres b'kanim lo chaymalon hachi. V'ayin the comment him and said he has sev kalten chafale.
Okay.
I mean, he's like being mitzarif the Ramban to the Baal Eter.
The avodah kam dochan el chumah mekam b'chay gam ein lahachma v'fil be'isu atzmo. Shenaf l'kteir kam upon mekam like the angel chel upon achas. Okay. Aval hakaf osa. Right. But the kaf remains also. Why is the kaf also? Because there's belief of bas v'chalav in it. Let's just read the shach. Aval kaf also. If yesh shishin lata al kaf hakteva, let's read the next halacha. Mutarim. Aval hakaf also. Ben im bas ben im chalav. Lefi shehi blu ben bas v'chalav. Afilu b'di eved oseres im chalav v'tur ben b'bas ben b'chalav. Calls man shibas yuma. From ain't shishim, I call osa. Banova filo bictera. Ach mutula sit the toho. Perilos o tsonon. Kevich ain't on nana mikufa isa. Right? If the kli has blia sisa, and you're not nana from the blia, that's right. If it's cold, it doesn't make a difference. Let's just read the shach. Akaf osa. The dasava besimin sadi hey. Afilo lo haya b'kteve elamayim o shadram in haya hakteve ben yoma v'nivla b'tchila idei guf abasa hakaf asa v'hochi kainal avaladasa mechaba sham ein hakaf nesa el mishetofo b'kteve k'smevashu b'ata basa b'en ayin sham ben im basa ben im cholov v'chein afilo im shadram to hakaf nasa nevele v'ayin le'el simit tzadiches. Okay, kol shman shibas yoma. Right, Piyush Mishas. So this is important. Shach. What does it mean that it's a bas yoma? Piyush Mishas atchiva. Afilo ein a bas yoma mishas shebishul b'cholav. Kevin shehaisa bas yoma b'shah b'tchiva vishona. Nasis nevela. va'oseres achakach afilu di evin im hi bas yoma misha hatchiva u'poshetu v'kachkos v'isra ete v'kama duchta v'kachkos v'dake moisha se behedjit lo kahabach shekosev b'sif gimel b'pshitus lehepech u'poshetu tosu. Right, and so what's the machlokes between the shach and the bach? In other words, what if I created basa v'cholav? So from the time the bleer came in of basa, it was 12 o'clock, right? And then 12 hours later came the bleer of cholav. And then another 12 hours plus whatever, so it's more than 24 hours, right? I used it with something, right? So it's an Eni Ben Yomo from the Bliya of the Basar, but it's a Ben Yomo from the second one, from the Cholav, right? So the Shach holds that's Asar, and the Bach holds that it's Mutter, because it's an Eni Ben Yomo from the original Bliya, right? So that Machloikis can be interpreted, comes back to the Reb Chaim that we spoke about, and the Shach and Kuf Hei. Namely, in this respect, the Shach is Lishitaso, right? Why? Because if it's an Eina Ben Yom, I mean, this could be the Machloikas. If it's an Eina Ben Yom, right? It's a Ben Yomo from the Blia of the Basa. Right, excuse me, it's an Eina Ben Yom, the Basa was first, okay? It's an Eina Ben Yomo now from the Bli of the Basa, so, but it's a Ben Yomo from the time that the Cholov came in, or the reverse, right? So now when I use it, I only have a Noisen Tam L'Shvach of one of the two, right? So is that Usa? So the Shach says that's Usa, because it's still a Ben Yomo of... You know, of the Cholov, right? And the Bach holds it's not called an Eni Ben Yomo but for the boss it's an Eni Ben Yomo, right? So the Chori, that shal depends on what we spoke about. In other words, what is, to use the Rav's expression, is it an Issa Balua or Issa Machmas Atzmo? If it's an Issa Machmas Atzmo, even though one of the components is now an Eina Ben Yomo, but since the other one is Ben Yomo and it became Nessa, right? Because when they combined, it was after 12 hours, still both of them were Ben Yomo. So I still have Cholov that's a Ben Yomo. Who cares that the, you know, we've jettisoned the Bosa because it's an Eina Ben Yomo, right? And that's what the what do you call it holds, the Bach. No, but you need Basa B'Cholov, so both of them have to be Ben Yomo. That's one way to learn this Machlokes. You follow? Yeah. There is another way to learn this Machlokes, and that is...
The first way again was that the Shach would be holding...
So this would be the Shach L'Shitoso, right? The way I'm... Right? Because the Shach holds with that Rashman Kufhei, that, what do you call it? Oh no, this would be the Shach...
No, he is. He holds like the Ran.
He holds that, right? He holds. What does he hold?
Just Basar Kadosh there alone.
He holds it's an Esr Gufo. He holds like the Ran.
Even
though he quotes the Rashba in Kufay, he holds like the Ran.
Then Kufay.
Yod Zayin. Sorry. Yod Zayin.
Right, but so I'm saying, you know, if it's a, it ends up, you have Basar Cholov. Right, let's go again. Let's say the first Bliya was Cholov. Okay. I don't remember what I said last time. First time I think it was Basa, right? And now it's 12 hours later, it's Cholov. So now it's a Ben Yomo, so it created Basa with Cholov. But by the time I use it, relative to the first Bliya of Basa, it's an Eina Ben Yomo, because now I'm doing 12 plus hours later. But it's still a Ben Yomo for the second Bliya of Cholov, right? Is that called Ben Yomo? It's a Ben Yomo from one and not the other. So is that enough to Asa? So if you hold that it's Ismach Mas Atzmo, Efsel Sochto Asa, right? So therefore, even though it's an Ena Ben Yomo vis-a-vis the first Bliya, but since it's a Ben Yomo vis-a-vis the second Bliya, it's still Asa's,
right?
Right? But the Bach holds that what?
It's
an Isabalua. So since Klapi the Bosso, now it's an Ene Ben Yomo, right? So all you have now is the Chol Ben Yomo, that's only one. So it wouldn't ask them.
But really, would they say in like a Machlokas Rishonim that Pashat one way? Meaning if they know it's Machlokas Rishonim, like...
You mean that he rejects the Bach?
They both say it's Pashat on both sides.
Yeah, but only one of them is nois in tam lifgam. There is, by the way, another way to learn this machloikas, and that is in how you understand. It comes back to how you understand Ene Ben Yomo. Is Ene Ben Yomo command the lesser, or it's command the isa, just as a nois in tam lifgam? So that's the machloikas between who and who. That may be the machloikas between
the Ramban and the Rashba.
The Rashba and the Ra'or that we had, right?
Oh, yeah.
About what is it based, why Ene Ben Yomo Mutter? Is Ene Ben Yomo because it's baked on, there's always bittel, because it's not a nois in tam lifshvach? Or it's because it's ka'afa be'alma, because it's considered completely nisrach. So if you consider nisrach, so it's command the lesser, right? But if you think it's command the isa, right, just it's mutakas a bittel, so true, you don't, it's an isa balua, but I have bosa and cholov here, and the cholov is nois in tam l'shvach, right? And the bosa, so that he thinks is enough to aser. And it could be a machlokes. It's either machlokes in the definition of basa b'cholov, or it could be machlokes maybe in nois in tam lifgam, in Ene Ben Yomo. Right?
Meaning if I hold it still there, so maybe now when it's with the
cholov. Right, so maybe, you know, you'd have to, it's not mukach. Maybe it's still enough to give the identity of basa b'cholov.
Right.
As long as the cholov is still the shvach. Okay. So now let's do. Then he says, "But if Kozman Shibas Yom Avim Ein Shishim Hakol Asa Banoa Afilo Hakdeira." So the Kedeva is Osu Bahanoah. Why is it Osu Bahanoah? Because that's Basu B'chol, Basu B'chol is Osu Bahanoah. He means it's Osu Bahanoah to cook with it. So what is it? Osu Bahanoah, Afil HaKedeva. What does that mean? Kosava Ozarua, Vagos Ashri, Sof Masechus Avodazara, the Im Bishul Bo Achakach, Kishaena Bas Yoma, Yashlich Dmei Akter Lenor, from Michael Mutter. I come to King Kosov Mariv, Arav, Betos Chatas, Cholok, Perke. Wait, what is that? Arav, Betos Chatas, Klape. Is that Chelik of Azor or Cholok Old? What do you have written there, you guys?
Chelek
Nayim Zayin. Oh. Is it Chelek? Oh, so it's Chelek of Avodah Zarah. Okay. Chelek Asir Yisadir V'Amar Shol. Cholok Olav. V'Docha V'Yosav. So this I don't understand. Why is it Osav? It's an Ene Ben Yomo.
Cholok Olav.
What?
Cholok Olav. Cholok
Olav. But why should... What's the reason for the Ozavua? Why does he need Yashlich to me Hakter le Noha the Hamaychel Mutter? But it's, first of all, it's an Eno Ben Yomo. I'm not sure.
It's a Kedera.
What? You can't get Hanoah from the Kedera, but I'm not getting Hanoah. It's already an Eno Ben Yomo. In Bishul Bo Achakach, Kishe Eno Bas Yomo, Yashlich to me Hakter le Noha. If the Michael's mutter, because it's an Ene Ben Yomo, so where's the Hanoah? That's an Ene Ben Yomo.
another fact that you cook with it? Cooking with the Gedera is Hana.
Cooking.
I mean, the food doesn't have Tama Bister in it, but the Bishul that you did is Hana.
I mean, what's the Hano? He said, Yashlich, what the Svoda as a rule?
Maybe Hanan becharses hakli.
But the Hano, what's the Hano? The Hano is from the, in other words, because it's Mekayim the Kli or something? Look, there's a long amount of Yoinus in here. Back to this, okay? So also here in the Pisrei Tshuva, when it says that it's also Bahano, right? So it tells you to look in the Behetiv, which we spoke about before. Mashka Avalo Lifnei Hakelav Avil Ein Hakelav Shelo Humidivi Hataz Shekosu Kem B'Shem Isi V'Heta Mashal. Because you can't give Bosu B'Chol. This was a Taz that we had previously, that you can't give Bosu B'Chol of to what? You can't feed it to an animal, even if it's not your animal. And what's the source for that? Because, I'm just reviewing what we said, remember at the beginning, I think we spoke about it, right? Maybe not, but the Taz says, you have to throw it in the Beis HaKiseh, he says, but you can't feed it to an animal, even if it's not yours, right? And he quotes what? Just like the Halacha is, it says lo yechol by Yishalmi, that you can't feed chametz even to a behemoth's hefka. So the Makor Chaim, the Nesivus, disagrees. He says that's a special locha in Pesach, because the locha by Pesach is that you're not allowed to see to it. It's not an isa hanor, it's a separate isa that I can't, that you can't see to it that the chametz is nechol, because there's a locha to destroy the chametz. So even if it's, right, not mine, but it's not because I'm being nene from the chametz. So it's a unique locha only in chametz, by Pesach. And the Mekor Chaim has nothing to do with Basar B'Cholov or to Shari Surim. That's not because of, it's not my behemoth. I'm not getting any hanor from it. Right? So here the Be'er Heitav, that's what the Pesachei Teshuva quotes this. Shkov Shem Yisav Heta, where is this? As Masha said, the whole Zed is this oystal in the Taz. The whole Zed quick there is Shinesa, Avil Hamachal Shinesa, Kosovo Isa Veheta Ha'ovach, who Masha Vato is Chatsa Choch, Lashlichu Dafkla Besakise. Avalol lifnei hakelav, afilu ein hakelav shelo. You see the Taz? And that's what the Pesachei Teshuva quotes from the Mekor Chaim, right, to disagree. So I heard from the Rav once, I think we spoke about it when the Rav once said, remember we spoke about this, that the locha, that chatzishir is awesome in the Torah, right? But by chatzishir, by, why does the Rambam have a special halacha of chatzi shir? The Ram says, quotes a special pasuk of chatzi shir by Pesach, right? I think he quotes lo yeyachol, right? Lo yeyachol, afil chatzi shir. So why does he need a separate halacha? There's a general halacha chatzi shir osim in the Torah, right? From kol chel v'chol dam lo sochelu. There was a general halacha chatzi shir osim in the Torah. So the Rav said that because by chatzi shir and kol haTorah kula, it could be that it's an Isa, to use the Rav's expression, that's an Isa Kloli. That's not that specific. It's just a generic Isa of Chatzis Shir. Remember, I said over the story that the Rav said on Chol Shesh Bas Sarkana was allowed to eat on right, where they can daven an Ila, right? Mm-hmm. Right, because he said, no, you can daven an Ila because you never violate an Isa Yom Kippur. You just aren't violating Isa of Chatzis Shir, right? Because see, Rav Chaim learned that an Ila is not just a tefillas Yom Kippur like Musav, it's a special tefillas Atainas in general like Neila. So, but in that Shaila about Chatzishir with the Lats and Afkaminas, that so Chatzishir of by Chometz, the Rav said maybe that's where the Rambam is a separate pasuk. It's an Isa Proti Lamai Nafkamina for Shvua, right? Because Rambam holds that Shvua is Chalan Chatzishir. It's not considered Levatlas Mis because it's not before Shpatora, but Chatzishir by Chometz won't be Chal. Right? And so I told you, I think Reb Chaim Loizer has that same shtickle Torah in the Achiezer. So that goes, because that's why also you can't be machil behema, because the Isa b'chatzishir may be that you can't see to it that the chometz is nechal. So achila is b'kazayis, but in cheftza it's even pachas b'kazayis, right? Like the Beis HaLevi says by Korban Pesach, you know, the famous Beis HaLevi, that why do you need a separate mitzvah achila by Korban Pesach? All kachim is a mitzvah achila. So he said, by all kachim, it's a lach just in the cheftz, it's shminechel. There's no lach tafki tidik azayis. A lot of people eat it, each one of chatzis azayis, that's okay. But by Korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah achila, like by matzah. So therefore, right? So also here, the lach is that the cheftz shouldn't be nechel. That's the same lo yeyochel by chatzishir, because the cheftz is being nechel, right? And therefore, even if I feed it to an animal, the gabi the cheftza, that it's being consumed, I guess, and that's I tied that to votes of Bikiyumo and so on. Okay? But anyway, this is a famous machlok between the Kol Chaim and the Taz. All right. Um. let's continue. In Bishlu Mayim, you know, I'm going to come back to this next week. Do we have next Sunday?
Next Sunday, yeah.
Sure. Leg Lashir, right? Okay, okay. There's a long shach here, so I'm going to skip it now, but believe that we'll come back to it. We don't have time right now. Let's just do Vav. Tzolim ha-yorokos she-bluim u-boso u-bishlom b'k'tei l'chol leves. Im yadua kama boso b'lua b'tzolim b'yorokos ein tzolch shishim el k'neged ha-boso. Because you don't say, because it, at that point it's pure hetter. By hetter you don't say chtichnas nevela. The lo shayich lomer as the rabbis said chtichnas nevela. Hold the dain kula hetter. Lachain ain't zoch the sharak neged mashabola. The chol shachain bekteira shalchol shabishlu b'mayim toch meis leis. V'achkach bishlu b'abosod. Lo amina the zoch the shar neged kol amayim rak neged hachol shabola hakteira. Because it's all hetter. By hetter you don't say chtichnas nevela.
This is different than the spoon, right? That we saw earlier today.
Yeah, because the spoon.
This is mutter. The bottle layer is mutter.
Right, but you'd have it'll be bottle because the shishim against it, right? And you don't say chtichnas nevela kenegadi because it's all hetter at that point.
Right.
The spoon is talking about we're taking milk directly into a basa.
Right, but it's the same thing. The spoon, you have glios in the spoon, and you stick it into.
Right, no, because we're only cheshvan in the spoon kenegadi the amount of cholov. We don't say chtichnas nevela on the spoon. Except we don't know how much it is, right? But you don't. If you do know how much it is, then you're not saying it is.
But I'm saying the spoon is asr after the fact. But here the batzel is mutter to eat.
Right.
That's the.
Okay.
Yeah, check out the.
Where is he
saying
I want to just a few minutes we have. We're going to come back to this blue United next year. I want to just say a little bit something about you know, we were just Yom Yerushalayim, and next week is actually the English date of Yom Yerushalayim, right? When the war started, June 5th, right? When did Israel bomb?
June 5th.
I think it was June 5th. Am I mistaken? I think so. So, since I'm the only one in the room who was alive at the time, I remember it quite clearly. I wanted to say a vort from the Rav about Kedushas Yerushalayim. I don't know if I told this to you, stop me, okay? But it's a wonderful vort. You know, the Ram says in... The Rambam says...
June 5th.
June 5th, right. Okay.
It ended June
10th. Right. that's 6 days, right? I listened to a lecture the other day from Simon Nuremberg. The one who actually called it the Six-Day War, which seems like an obvious day, was Yitzhak Rabin, because there were other suggestions what to call the war, you know, project, whatever it was. And he said 6 days. It was typical Rabin, simple. But part of, they said, this lecture said, which would be surprising if Rabin actually thought of this, was, in other words, you know, Sheshes Yomim Tasim Alachtecha, that was, you know, an allusion to that. That Rabin would have thought of that is to me a chiddush, that he would look for the simple name that was typically.
Well, there was a 100-day war in history also.
Right, they didn't. Right. A hundred, no, 100-year war. The 100-year war. And the famous war, you know, it was the 100-year war. England and France and so on. But, what I wanted to say is this. In terms of Kedushas Yerushalayim, you know, the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBchira in Ochin Chumas, it is that the Ram Sheet did it, Ketusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita, for Lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, right? But Ketusha Shnia Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. And the Ram says, why is that? What's the Rambam's reason? Right. The Ram says, because the first war was through Kibush, when Yeshua conquered the land, so that's Kitcha L'Shaita, for Lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, because one Kibush of Yeshua can be cancelled by next Kibush of Nebuchadnezzar, right? But he says, but why don't you say that then by Ketusha Shnia, which Ezra instituted? So he says, no, because Ketusha Shnia was Mibnei Chazaka. For Chazaka ain't a Batela. So we don't understand what the Kesem Mishnah is bothered. What does it mean? Just like the Kibush was bottled, the Chazaka was bottled. Why? What does the Rambam mean? So the Rav said, the Rambam has also another halacha. The Rambam Shita is that by Yushalayim, in the Beis Hamikdash, the Ketusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaitu, Kitchel Lasad Lavo, that the Ketusha Mikdash is eternal. And therefore, even for the time of Shlomo HaMelech, even during after the Churban, the 70-year period between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, when Ezra came, the Ketusha Mikdash was intact, because the Ram gives the reason, because Ketusha Mikdash Mimnei Ha Shechina V'Shechina Eina B'Teila. The Shechina can never be driven away, right? And the Rambam is masik on that Rambam, right? That I'll talk to you about this Rambam, just a story I had about it. But the Rambam says to Shaila what the Rambam means. The Rambam says, no, that by Mikdash also to Kedushas Mechitzas, he seems to say, and the Kedusha, and if somebody to be say that you're Chayiv Koris, you have to be, you know, with a blow by Brewer that you be Chayiv, you know, coming to the time of the Mikdash. That's the, some interpret the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mean to say that the Kedusha is completely gone. You're not chayiv koris, but you're chayiv. But right, you maybe lav and asay or whatever. But there is some kedusha still there. That's a shaila how you interpret that rivet. But we've generally accepted. Klai Yisrael has accepted the shitas of Rambam, the kedusha, kitchel shaita kitchel asad lavo. So coming back now to
people saw on that rivet for going up to Harbaya.
So that's the story I was going to tell you. I was in Eretz Yisrael. This was in 1970, I don't remember exactly what year it was. The earliest I went for my, so I went to visit Rav Abramsky. And I went with my cousin, Rav Genachowski, because he was very close to Rav Abramsky. And then we spoke a lot in learning. It was a very enjoyable thing. I mean, he spoke about whether the Tfanos or the Sukkah are, it was Sukkahs I went to visit, whether the Tfanos or the Sukkah part of the Cheshesh or Sukkah. So I started to tell you another Reb Chaim he said, you think I'm a little, I don't, you can't tell Reb Chaim. You know, given the original, so I didn't have anything at the time, but later I found a very good raya, which I'll share, because Toysis says, ask why aren't you over on Bal Toysis if you're heir to the Mechitzis of the Sukkah, right? And Toysis said, because it takes you can't do, you see that he holds it's part of the Chesh Shal Mitzvah. But anyhow, he obviously enjoyed the conversation. He asked me to come to his house. He lived in the Bayit Vagan another time. So it happens that when I came, coming to your thing, when I came to the house, so lo and behold, the Dayanim of Yerushalayim, Rav Yoshev was there, and Rav Goldschmidt, and Rav Zolti, right? Anyhow, what were they talking about? They're talking about that Rabbi Goren then was a candidate to be chief rabbi.
Yeah.
And Rav Zolti was, you know, very much against it. That is a euphemism. I think it was a result of it. One of them said that he said nitzah sichab meiv shayim for zayin kulis sichab meiv zayin chumris. You know, I'm not only just worried about his kulis, I'm worried about his chumris also. But he said this thing about walking onto Har HaBayis. He said that Rav Zevin, not Rav Zevin, excuse me, Rav Goren, Zichron Avrocha, said that B'Shas Satcha, you know, for an aguna, we rely even on Adas Yochid, and so we can rely, you know, the base of Mikdash is an aguna, we can rely on the Shita surviving. But I remember at the time, Rav Goren, Rav Avramsky wanted me to come, because he had just put out his Chazon Yecheskel HaMasech HaShabbos. He always wrote on the Tosefta, and he inscribed one to the Rav. So I gave it to the Rav. But the Rebbe was also very much opposed to walking on the Har HaBayis. Now it becomes de jure, you know, because he thought, you know, talking about a really, you know, serious Yisurim, and you don't know exactly where the borders are, and people inevitably, if you're prancing on the Har HaBayis, they'll, you know, they're going to go. Of course, the dimensions that we have now, Hordas is, you know, is much bigger than that. But anyhow, he was very much opposed to it. But that was the, so anyhow, coming back now to this, just what you said triggers it in my mind. But so I was going to tell you, so the Rav said a wonderful vort. He said like this, the Mishnah says in Kalim, in the first parak in Kalim, Esek Dushasen, right? I have about this in my first Gan Shoshanim, this Shtikl Torah. Esek Dushasem. So that, and it starts, Eretz Yisrael Mekudoshos Mishaha Rotzos, Shemivim Imenu, what does the Mishnah say? Bikurim Omer Ushtehalechem. Right? So the problem is, if it's speaking about Eretz Yisrael Mekudosh, how come it doesn't mention Trumas and Maishas and Shemitah? And the Goyin is bothered by this, so the Goyin takes out Bikurim. So the Rav said a wonderful teretz. He said like this, that there are two Kedushas Haaretz. There's a Kedushas Haaretz that's related to the Kedushas Mikdash. And so this Mishnah, Esek Kedushas, is talking about the hierarchy of Kedusha, right? The hierarchy of Kedusha in the Mikdash, and the ultimate Kedusha is what? Is Kadosh HaKadoshim, right? So it goes to Kedusha's Mikdash, there's a Kedusha's Mikdash spreads throughout Eretz Yisrael, then there's Ayoras HaMakofas Chomo, right, which has a din of Machna Yisrael, and then, you know, and it continues, there's Kedusha Shalayim, and then there's the Chil, and then, you know, and so on. Till you get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. All of those have a relationship, Zika to Kedushas Mikdash. So there's a Kedushas Mikdash throughout Eretz Yisrael, right? And that Kedusha, it reflects itself in what? In those things require Havas, Shter Lechem, Bikurim, and Omer. Tumas and Maestros is Chayiv, has no relationship to Kedushas Mikdash. It's Eretz Yisrael, it's Kodesh per se. So that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Right? So, just as a right to what the Rav said, you know, if you look about these things, you'll see that could be that they're only chayiv in Eretz Knan, not in Eivor Yarden. And it could be, because the Ramban says, it could be the Kedusha Shechina of Eretz Yisrael is limited to Eretz Knan. That you can only build a bomber and so on, and it's only in Eretz Knan, not in Eivor Yarden. But that's... that's what I have in my article. It's first Gan Shoshana. I hope you all have it. But anyhow, so basic text. So
and the Gra thought that Bikurim just isn't makriv.
No, because the Bikurim he put together with Trumas and Maestros, I guess.
If you say it's in the Mikdash, the Trumas and Maestros say it. What's
the? I mean, because the truth is Bikurim is not, because Bikurim requires Havas Makom, and Tosis points out that Bikurim it says Mi'atzah. It's not the general halacha of like all the other mitzvahs at least, but it's
nearly
right. So the Rav said like this, that's why these things are mentioned, right? So now he said like this, there was a difference between Yeshua when he conquered the land and when Ezra came back. When Yeshua conquered the land, he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Beis HaMikdash was not built hundreds of years later, right? As opposed to Ezra, what Ezra did is he first built the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Yishuv spread to wherever Oileh, you know, Bavel came, not the same as Oileh, right, Mitzrayim, and he said the medium of being the Kaddish Eretz Yisrael was through the Yishuv that spread out from the Mikdash. That's what the Rav said, is what the Ram means, Chazaka. And since the Ram has this principle, Shechina Eina Betela, and the Ram includes it in the same halacha in Beis Avchira, so that Kedusha of Mikdash remained, and that's why that Kedusha is not cancelled. Because that's come back to the principle that the Ram says, that Shechina Eina Betela. I think it's a beautiful thought. It's worth thinking about in Yom Yerushalayim. I'll stop here. But you know, I want to just come back to some of the things we skipped. I need like at least another two or three shum, and I think on Bas V'Chol to finish it up. Right. So then we, you know, I'll give a bechina. It'll be a rit bechina that you can take at your leisure. What? Okay.
We're about to say we're skipping Tzayik Vav. We're going to do it after Shavuos. We're going to do Tzayik Zayin.
I'm leaving tomorrow morning.